Hey guys, and welcome to this week's On the Trail podcast with Jared Stansberry and Adam Gray. Stay tuned. You'll get your inside look at the current going-ons within Iowa State athletics, specifically recruiting. But before we start the show, here's a shout-out to our sponsor, The Exercise Coach, that's located down on Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. The Exercise Coach, it's changing the way that you think about fitness. Achieve the results that you want, no matter what they are, with these two 20-minute workouts per week. Now, hey, let's jump on the trail. Here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Adam Gray.
Today's episode of On the Trail is brought to you by our friends, The Exercise Coach. You can check them out in West Des Moines, 4800 Mill Civic Parkway, Suite 107. Give them a call, 515-330-1299. These guys are changing the way you work out. I promise you. 20 minutes, you're going to be in there, you're going to be right back out, and every single time you're going to walk out feeling great, and they're going to get you, I'm going to be honest, they're probably going to give you one of the best workouts you've ever gotten in your life. I'm dead serious. I got in there, got four free workouts, just like everybody that goes in and says that Cyclone Fanatic referred them does. So get in there to The Exercise Coach. 4800 Mill Civic Parkway, Suite 107. It's right back behind the Walgreens there in West Des Moines. Or give them a call, 515-330-1299. If Adam Gray uses The Exercise Coach, then everyone should use The Exercise Coach. And if you don't, you're stupid.
Amen. God, you nailed that one.
There we go.
How'd it feel?
It took me three tries. So.
It did take you down. You did good. Most advanced workout technology you will ever see. I feel like we should go into Walgreens and get them to spend some money with us. I mean, we mention them every time, saying they're right behind Walgreens.
Yeah.
They're getting free plugs from us. This is unacceptable. As soon as we get done doing this podcast, I'm going to Walgreens and saying, hey, we've done about, I don't know, 10 of these podcasts for The Exercise Coach. We've mentioned you each time. You owe us this much money.
And then you know what you can do right after that?
What?
You can pop into The Exercise Coach and get a 20-minute workout.
I could. In and out. I could actually.
And then you'd have time to get back to go have beer with me before for my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, so we're recording this on Tuesday, your birthday. I think we're going to post it here on a Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
The people are dying to know that listened last week. How did the VIP, bottle service go?
We didn't go.
You didn't go?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It wasn't worth it. I don't know.
Did you look into it?
No.
So you have no idea like how much it costs or anything?
No, I did. No, wasn't worth it.
So where'd you end up going?
We went to AJ's.
You went to, but not bottle service.
No, pretty much went to AJ's, and there you go. You can have that bag.
Oh, thanks.
Went to AJ's. Went to Sips. Think we popped into Size for a little bit.
You think?
No, we did pop into Size for a little bit.
Seeing how foggy
we didn't even
were.
Like. I don't even think we got a drink there. No. We went in, we were right back out.
I gotcha. So it wasn't happening.
We were just we were pretty much going from one place to another. There wasn't anything like going on that was worth staying.
Were you wearing a shirt that says like it's my birthday or like, you know, how do you guys do it these days?
No, I did not wear
you
that.
You didn't do that? No.
No.
Were your buddies there though? You were a little worried that a lot
my
of your
one
buddies,
buddy was.
Just one, just you two.
Yeah, it was just me and my roommate Tyler.
You guys do it upright though?
Yeah, I felt like it was a good time. It was a good time.
How were you feeling Sunday morning?
Oh, that's fine. I could have gone to church if I needed to.
Why didn't you? It was Sunday morning.
Well, Krista was cleaning her apartment, so she kind of let me off the hook this week. And
just, that's good. Yeah, that's good. My wife did not let me off the hook. We were at church bright and early. You know, it's funny. Going to church now, the boys have always been really good, and Olivia has been always good too, but this was the first time we had to take her. You know how a lot of the churches, they have that separate room for kids that are too loud? First time in my life, three kids, first time I've had to step inside there.
She just couldn't get it under control?
She was just being ornery.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's only 10 months old, but I got a little drama queen on my hand.
I feel like you should probably just get used to that.
I know. I should. She took down, there's like an 18-month-old girl that was walking around. Olivia went and climbed up, tackled her to the ground, and had to break up a little kitty fight at church. It was not a great morning for the Gray family.
Oh wow.
So yeah. So I'm glad. Happy birthday, man. Hope you enjoyed your weekend and enjoy the day. Is Krista taking you out anywhere?
No. She's working.
Is she giving you a present yet?
No. Haven't gotten a single present yet.
Well, after we get done doing this, we're going down below. I'm gonna buy you a beer.
All right.
And I can say that I'm the first person to get you a present.
Yeah, there you go. Well, my roommate got me a 30 rack of Busch Light, but
that's tough to beat that.
Yeah.
Got it. You know what? Tomorrow when we record the fall cast, I'll bring you something.
All right, sounds good.
I can't believe Krista hasn't gotten anything yet.
Well, she did. She had to work like an overnight for her She's a nanny.
Yeah, okay.
She had to do an overnight. So.
Oh, I saw that. I saw her tweet, 36 straight hours of nannying.
Yeah. Their kids are not, I don't know. I don't want to say anything.
You can't
about
say that.
No, I don't want to say anything about it, but yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Kids are tough, you know?
Yeah.
She's a saint, so that's good. All right, man. So we got some big news, big commitment this week.
Yeah, definitely. So where was Cam White on our hot board? I don't even remember now.
He kept dropping.
Yeah.
For no reason other than the fact that we kept getting
defensive backs.
And so he kept dropping for, but I think he was sixth on mine and maybe fifth or fourth or sixth.
Something
in
like
years.
That, yeah.
But I mean, like I said many times, he might have been that low, but I still thought he was the most important get as far as perception.
For sure.
And I can't remember a time when Iowa State's gone down to Mississippi and pulled out a guy that's got that many SEC offers. And that high of a, you know, he's a four star on Rivals. And if people listening, you'll soon realize we're not stuck on Rivals, Scout, or 247. We're stuck on whichever one rates Iowa State players the best. So if next week we get a guy and he's a four star or 247, we'll mention 247.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it goes. So we're being Cyclone Fanatic and being independent, we can pretty much cherry pick whatever we want.
And we are independent.
We are independent. Just for people listening, we are independent. So, yeah, but four-star on Rivals, phenomenal size. 6'2" safety.
Yeah.
And he –
Well, I saw something yesterday where, like, I don't even think he's ever played safety before. If he has, it's not very much.
So, I read a little –
He plays everywhere.
Yeah.
Literally, just plays every position.
Wide receiver, cornerback.
Yeah.
He's a guy
– Linebacker.
He could grow into being a linebacker.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be a safety, he could be a linebacker. I think he's going to be a defensive player, probably safety for sure. But would it surprise you if he shows up here, he puts on 20 pounds, and they move him to kind of that like an outside linebacker?
Yeah.
It would surprise me.
He could be a guy that just like plays – he's just a hybrid, you know?
Yeah.
You put him out there, and it's like just go make plays.
Go make plays, yeah. Good athlete.
And that's what he says that he tries to do is he just wants to be a playmaker.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much what he does at safety. Right now it's just – it's like see ball, get ball, you know? And I mean, he obviously does pretty well with that. But
have you talked to him since he committed?
No, he confirmed his commitment to me, and then that was it.
Well, of course, Cam, we saw you tweeted it out. You don't need to confirm it to me. I see this, but yeah, it would be. It's amazing. I want to sit in on with the coaching staff when they're talking to a kid from Mississippi and getting a commitment from a kid like this, because like Mississippi State, in-state schools that have had a lot of success here in the recent years. And Iowa State goes – team that's won 5 games in 2 years and brings them up here. Mm-hmm. I cannot be more excited about what the staff is doing.
Right. I'd say – I don't think they're going to take any more defensive backs. Wouldn't you agree?
No, unless they can somehow get on – you know, like we've talked about too. Campbell always said he's never going to turn down a really good defensive back.
Right.
So if all of a sudden there's an opening for a guy that they can get who's legitimately a big-time athlete, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to get him. Or they're going to go after my bet, but I don't think they're going to go searching too hard.
Right.
Well, I think now I guess the only one they're going to have to try to re-recruit is Lonnie Johnson.
Right, yeah.
Since he's not coming in for the class. Has that been confirmed?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, so they're going to try to get him back here for 2017 and big cornerback mm-hmm. that I think they really like. So I think that's probably the last guy they'll try to bring in this class.
Yeah, and I think that's why, like we were talking about Cedric Dort, mm-hmm. earlier today since he announced his commitment to Kentucky, is like the more and more, like going into the day, I was like, there's no way. Like I he's
You've been
going
saying
Kentucky.
For weeks you thought he's going to Kentucky.
Right, I thought he was going to Kentucky. But then all of a sudden, last night, I get somebody telling me it looks good for Iowa State. So I'm like, well, now what the hell?
Yeah.
You know.
But who was this person?
That's the thing. I mean, he did break – I'll admit he broke the story.
Yeah.
He wrote a story about it, so it's not like he's not some – like he doesn't do something, you know.
Sure, sure.
But, yeah. His thing that he said about why Dort said he wasn't coming to Iowa State was comical, though.
Can you want to tell the audience here?
I'll read it.
This is a guy that runs a site.
I literally LOL'd when I heard it. All right, this is a quote. Iowa State told Dort there would be no guarantee he'll start right away. The Cyclones said he had to compete for a spot in the secondary, unquote.
And that's coming from Dort.
Yeah, that's from that guy that
probably talked to Dort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iowa State apparently finished fourth, which what kid like ranks the schools that like that were in his final six or whatever. But
kids do this stuff nowadays, man. It's different. It's completely different. It's, you know, I find it funny. Do you take that as spin?
I was just laughing at it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we could really delve into that as far as, nobody's guaranteed a spot.
Right.
And it's I mean, even then, if a coach really wants you,
they're going to tell you what you want to hear.
Sure.
If that's what they think what's going to get you to commit, they're going to tell you you're going to come start.
Yep.
You know?
And you come in and you're on the two deep or you're redshirting. And
some people are real with you, unfortunately.
They are real with you.
You know?
Yeah.
Apparently Matt Campbell and his staff are some of those guys.
That's good. That's good. So where does Iowa State turn their attention to now? Who's, I mean, is this going to be a snowball effect? Because Cam White is a big name get for Iowa State. I mean, I'm not saying he's a five-star, but it gets national attention. I mean, some schools and some other people raise their eyes a little bit and say, whoa, how the heck did Iowa State get this kid?
Right.
Is it going to turn into kind of a domino effect? Now, Iowa State's class is already pretty filled out.
Right.
But what do you think?
I mean, I still think they're going to be selective with whatever they do moving forward. You know, like, I obviously, like I said, I don't see them taking another defensive back. So I'd say it probably comes down to how many defensive linemen can you get at this point?
Mm-hmm.
How many can you maybe add one more offensive line? Can you get Caleb Chandler back in the fold?
Yep.
You know, can you maybe add a receiver to play the in position, a KJ Hamler or there's another one, Jalen Dixon?
Jalen Dixon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you can, I think it's going to come down to can you add a couple guys at just a couple key positions that are definitely like must-haves.
Sure.
You know?
No, I agree. I think they go all out on the offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah.
And
that's where I think a lot of their commitments moving forward are going
to
come.
And when I say offensive line, just either Munford or
Chandler.
Or Chandler, one of those two.
Yeah.
And defensive line.
Or both if you could.
Yeah.
If you could do
I don't think you turn down either of those guys.
No.
You find a way to make room.
Right.
And then on the defensive line, Wiley Lester, Roundtree, those are probably the top two that stand out. Ray Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some guys that stand out to me right now. That'd be
Cordarius
nice
Bailey put Iowa State into his top six too.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a tough. He's pretty good. He's also from
Mississippi
from
too,
Lincoln. He was actually lived in Lincoln for long time and then moved to Mississippi.
Yeah.
So he's kind of a Midwest kid.
How long has he lived down there?
Just a couple of years, I think.
Okay, and who's Iowa State competing against for him? I'm putting you on the spot.
I was going to say you're putting me on the spot when I can't get on the internet.
I can.
It should be on his. It should be right at the top of his Twitter, I'm sure.
Oh, I don't. I'll do Cordarius Bailey for people that are listening. He's from Mississippi. He's a 6'4 defensive end, about 215 pounds. Mississippi State, Colorado State, Iowa State, Louisville, Memphis. I remember looking at his and thinking Colorado. It's like a couple of the schools that were in his top eight was eight, right?
Yeah.
Did not stand out. They just it seemed a little off to me.
But I think it's going to come down to Mississippi State and Iowa State. That's my opinion.
What about Louisville?
Louisville will be up there too, probably. Yeah. I think Mississippi State wants him to play a similar position to what Iowa State does.
That Leo spot.
But they call it the Viper spot.
Yeah, it's just
the Viper.
Is that like a marketing tool just to try to make it sound like more, you don't want to go play the Leo. You want to play the Viper. The Viper spot. You really get after the quarterback at that Viper spot.
See, Leo's boring compared – I mean –
Yeah,
the Viper on the defensive end. That's that's scary, man.
Can you imagine going to the bars to pick up girls? What position do you play? I play the Viper. Jeez.
What?
That's a guaranteed to pick up some girls.
It's bad
right there.
When you've got to like explain then what position it is. I play in between the defensive line and the linebackers.
You ever see Clay Matthews? I kind of do that a little bit. good stuff. No, Cordarius Bailey, he would be a really nice get. Three-star kid too. And Iowa State, I think on most 247 Rival Scout, they're either mid to high 20s or low 30s for class rankings
right,
of all of them.
Yeah. Well, I think they're number three in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Like solidified there right now.
Right now. Now, and I'm not trying to be negative on this at all, but things will change. Texas is below Iowa State right now. They have 4 4 stars.
Right.
As their class starts to fill out, they will move ahead of Iowa State. But still, with that said, at this time last year, Iowa State would be in the 8, 9, 10 range.
Definitely.
And that's typically where they've always been. So it's definitely a positive. What do you think when the news breaks yesterday, Cam White's coming to Iowa State? You see a lot of positive on social media, on Cyclone Fanatic, about him coming here. But you see a lot of negative. Well, we'll see if he's going to commit here. Or if he signs the dime.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Jared?
It's like, It's something you have to think about, but like the way this process in general is moving, it's just happening earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
You know, it's becoming more and more common for a guy to commit to one, like as it is for guys to decommit and commit to like six different schools, there are still a lot of guys that'll commit to someone early.
Yeah.
And then they, because they don't want to mess with the process. Like, the process is stressful in today's recruiting world, you know? It's stressful for journalists. I can't even imagine what it's like for kids on that are trying to pick these schools when you've always got guys, people on Twitter that are coming after you. You've always got people in your ear. Coaches are always calling you and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just, you can't even get away from it. Really.
Well, yeah, they're exactly right. There's so many different ways for these players to be, you know, talked to or hit. Yeah. You know, it used to be letters in the mail, phone calls, you know, and then it'd be visits. Now, I mean, these kids are on Snapchat. They're on
right.
Twitter. Yeah, you're right. They can't get away from it. But, you know, me as an Iowa State fan, I know I do it myself. Basketball be a good example. This last year, Iowa State comes into the season, top 10, top 15 team. But you're always kind of looking and saying, yeah, we're really good now, but, man, we got to get some players in for the next couple of years because George is leaving, McKay's leaving, Nader's leaving. Now we're doing it again for next year. We have six scholarships opening up. At some point, you just got to sit back and you got to enjoy the good times, right?
Right.
And you got to say, man, this is really good right now. And it's the same thing with Cam White. Iowa State does not go get this kid, a kid like Cam White, any other time in my lifetime. This is very...
It's monumental to an extent.
I didn't want to say that word because, I mean, I think it's you're kind of overplaying
well,
a high school
kid
here.
It's like hyperbole.
Yeah, hyperbole. Yeah, yeah, it's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I'm not going to be one that likes to sit here and say, well, it's still a long time till February.
Right.
Enjoy the time. Enjoy it. And Iowa State's going to get kicked in the nuts many times as they had before. But when good things happen, let's sit back, enjoy it. And
you know when the time to think about bad things is?
When bad things happen. Yeah.
That's the only time to think about bad things.
I agree. Don't worry about potentially losing him. And I know a lot of teams are going to come and try to get Cam White to flip-flop, but he seems like a kid. This is me basically only reading off his Twitter, his little thing he wrote. He seems like a kid that's solid to me. He's not talking about lining up any other visits. Like, Iowa State is going to be his only visit. He's not going anywhere else.
Well, and you see, like, Coach Campbell when, you know, because now they can retweet.
Yeah.
They can retweet recruits.
Let's talk about that next.
All right. So so he retweeted his tweet. All of them did. And then they all made their little comment that they always do, you know. And they all called him like a cornerstone, like the kind of guy that is a cornerstone for your program. One of those guys that like 5 years from now, we look, if Iowa State wins a lot of games in the next couple years, you look back and you're like, okay, when Cam White committed, you can point to that moment and be like, that's kind of when things started to change.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. I think this could be kind of just a snowball effect. Mm-hmm. And especially for Iowa State is now recruiting in areas they've never recruited before.
Right.
And it's exciting. Let's talk about the coaches and Twitter.
Yeah.
Explain to people that are out there listening. They probably are not familiar. This went into effect on Monday?
Yeah, it went into effect on Monday. Coaches can now, they can retweet recruits. They can make comments about tweets as long as it's not like, in like they can't like quote tweet a recruit, but they can retweet him, and then a minute later they can tweet a comment about what he said or about the guy, you know, but they can't use his name. So you have to be good with your Twitter detective skills to figure all this stuff out, but it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be really annoying, but it's gonna be interesting.
It is gonna be, well, it will be a little bit annoying, and you know Iowa State coaches, they're gonna eat this up.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're gonna use this as well as any coaching staff in the country can.
Did you see – well, now the big thing has become
– the offers?
Yeah.
When a player gets a
– an offer, you got to – yeah.
They are tweeting this offer out, the letter out. But it's smart. All it is – you know, because a lot of these players, they camp together with other guys, right?
Yeah.
And then they become friends with them on Twitter. And so when these guys are tweeting out, Iowa State, a storm is brewing, all this stuff – who's all seeing? I mean, it's just you're getting Iowa State's name all over the internet, all over. I think Iowa State does a fantastic job of it. I don't know if I love this new rule, though.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. It is weird.
I know it's the world that we live in, but
what keeps someone from now, like, you hire an intern and their whole job is to hit like and retweet on every tweet? You know?
Yeah.
Someone you really want, you're like, your whole job, you get...
You got to be careful that someone's going to get in trouble because this recruit that you really like is going to tweet something really bad or really stupid.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have like a head or assistant coach, an intern goes and retweets it from them from their account. Because you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So they can retweet anything that a recruit says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they're gonna have all their crew.
They can like their pictures on Instagram now, but you can't. Like, you can't. I can't. I was reading something. It was like, it was an NCAA presentation, and it had like scenarios. And one of them was something about how they quote tweeted something and included an emoji. And it's like, and they're like, the retweet is permissible, emoji impermissible. And it was just like the goofiest wording and stuff like that.
I would love to have been in those NCAA meetings when they came up with these rules.
Yeah. They're like, what's, I don't even
what emojis are okay, you know? Like a smiley face emoji, yeah, we'll let that one fly. But the hot flames, you know, the flavor, the 100 that you see it, nope, can't do those. Oh, gosh. Well, I do see this as weird as it is, I do think it's a positive for Iowa State because I think their staff is better than most other staffs mm-hmm. I've seen as far as using social media to their advantage. Yeah. And I think this is just another tool for them to use.
Right. And it, you know, there will be some staffs that have no idea what they're doing.
Sure.
Because they're just like blindly. Just they're just doing things, but these guys seem like they're very calculated.
They are.
On social media.
Yeah,
you know, like I feel like the things, even their retweets and stuff, will be well thought out.
Well, the good thing with these guys too is I don't think any interns are doing any, using
no,
any of theirs.
No.
This is their tweets are doing it. But you're right. If Kirk Ferentz is ever on Twitter, and I'm not, I like Kirk Ferentz. I'm not. This isn't. But Kirk Ferentz, a little older, set in his ways. If you see him tweeting stuff, I automatically be thinking that's an intern.
Yeah.
That's just not him.
Right.
Paul Rhodes.
Especially if it's like, honestly, if it's like fully like grammatical tweets and stuff like that, because it's just like, it, I don't know what it is about like old coaches. They just have, they never tweet in complete sentences.
Yeah. Is Riley on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You follow him, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Jeez. Sorry, I had to bring that up. Should we transition over? Do we have anything else for football?
Matthew Eaton's coming on a visit this weekend.
Matthew
Eaton. Wide receiver from junior college in Mississippi.
So is he playing this year at the junior college?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Because he was at Temple, played there at Temple 1 year, transferred to the junior college, and is coming to Iowa State after that.
Yeah, as far as I know, he is.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
6'4", 220.
Did he play at junior college last year?
I don't think so. I thought he was at Temple, but I probably should know this.
Yeah.
People are listening. They're like, how do you guys even have a show? You guys don't know anything.
It's okay. There's only like one moment every couple weeks where we're like, wait, what do we know? What is that again? Well, except for the Cordarius Bailey thing.
Yeah. But. Yeah, he transferred in January. So I think he played it. I think he's at Temple 1 year. Yep.
And so he'll probably just play 1 year of
one
JUCO.
Year, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big boy. Another guy from Mississippi.
Right. Well, it's a JUCO. They've done well, the JUCOs in Mississippi still.
Yeah. Now, because we got Cam White, we are getting his teammate Cam Akers, correct? 5-star running back, top 10 recruit in the country. I mean, that's pretty much a lock, isn't it? That's really the only reason we took Cam White.
Was to get Cam Akers.
Cam Akers. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a pity commit, right?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Okay. So, yeah, he's coming this weekend, and transitioning over to basketball, we have a visitor coming.
Yeah, Terrence Lewis is coming this weekend for basketball. 6'5", 180-pound forward from Milwaukee. He's a good player.
Tell me a little bit about his game.
We were talking. We don't think he's – he's not exactly the athlete you would kind of expect him to be, I guess. But he can shoot a little bit for as big as he is. He can handle a little bit. He's a really good defender. That's the thing that I liked about him more than his offensive game, really. He looks like he can play – he could be a lockdown, like, perimeter guy.
So when you see a guy like him, 6'5", 6'6", long arms – 17, 18 years old and is a top 100 recruit in the country, you typically are thinking big athlete, right? Because a lot of those 6'5", 6'6", guys, they're not skilled, mm-hmm. but they're big-time athletes, and that's why they are ranked where they are, and that's why schools are going after them.
Right.
He's pretty polished.
Yeah.
I think he's got a solid all-around game, good handle. Like you said, he's got nice form on his jump shot, a good, solid player, but he doesn't jump off the – he throws down dunks, but he's not a high leaper by any means.
I'm not sure that he – like, the difference between him and one of those guys that would be, like, a 5-star that I see is he's got, like – he doesn't quite have that, like, projectability. You know what I mean?
The bounce.
Right.
Yeah.
Or not even that as much as it's, like, you – it's kind of like a what you see is what you get type thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like there's not as much for like to be left for the imagination where you watch that guy and you're like, oh my God, 3 years from now, he could be a freaking stud.
Yeah.
Like, I think what he does now is to, he might get a little bit better.
I think he can definitely fill out.
And he can fill out, but yeah. I don't know what more like he can add to his game. You know what I mean?
Because he's solid.
Yeah, he's just a solid guy already.
Which is good. People are listening probably thinking this is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. Yeah. Personally, I do. I mean, I think he's one of those guys that can come in right away and play for Iowa State because he is already got a skill set at that size.
Yeah.
So he's coming in this weekend. Is this a guy that you could foresee – you know,
I think once he gets on his visit, things are going to move fast.
You think they're going to move fast?
Yeah.
In Iowa State's favor?
I think Iowa State's in a good spot.
Okay. I like it. Top four-star.
Yeah, he's number 99 by 247 composite.
Okay. And I think the scouts got him as a four-star, too.
Yeah.
So.
Marquette, Illinois, and UNLV, the other schools in his Final Four.
We haven't had too much luck recruiting against UNLV. Marquette, we usually get both of those schools transfers.
Yeah.
Marquette and UNLV. We don't typically get them on the first go around.
Well, hopefully the tides can turn this time.
I would say out of those four schools, Iowa State's program is definitely in the best place.
Yeah.
And it's had the most recent success without question.
For sure.
So, he's from Milwaukee. This was a guy that TJ was recruiting originally, correct? Yeah. And it's kind of handed off to Proms, but now the head lead guy on him.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Iowa State made McKinley Wright's top five, too, point guard from Minnesota. Did we talk about him last week?
We didn't.
No?
We did. You know, they've been on him maybe as long as anyone.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah.
He was one of the first guys that I feel like Prohm, like, got in and really got hard on.
Yeah.
For the next, for 2017 at least.
He seems like a very under-control point guard. That's got a fantastic shot. I loved his jumper. Yeah. I thought it was a smooth-looking jumper.
He's really good at that, the pull-up. Like, with the pull-up, either way, too.
Yeah.
He's just, he's like you said, he's just smooth. Not very big.
Would you say these are the two main guys? I mean, I know people out there are going to be saying Colin Sexton. They're going to be saying that as we're talking. But these are the two guys that are pivotal for Iowa State to get in this class?
Yeah, I'd say if you get these two guys, you can look at that class still. And, I mean, obviously we don't know, like, what they're going to get. But you can look at that and be like, those are two good centerpieces for your class.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know who it kind of remind me of? It kind of reminded me of the Matt Thomas and Monte Morris class.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two guys in the four-star range, right about there, you know, from the 80s to the 100s.
I wouldn't be surprised if McKinley Wright got a fourth star from 247, too.
Because he's a top
150. Like 90, he's like a 90 rating from them.
Yeah.
So I'd be surprised if he doesn't end up with a fourth star at some point.
Yeah. And anything new in your boy, Elijah Joyner? I'm saying your boy.
No, I haven't heard anything about him lately.
Okay.
There was another... Oh, I was going to say that Colin Sexton's cutting his list down again next month. This month now. But
How many is he cutting it down to?
Five? Yeah.
Chances Iowa State...
It's going to be whoever gets his visits.
Chances Iowa State makes that cut.
5%.
Just to make the cut?
Dude, I don't see him making the top five.
5%, though? That's
okay,
low.
Okay, maybe it'll be higher than that. But
5% is fine. Stick with 5%.
That's what I'd put for them to get him total. Maybe 25%. They'll make the list.
Okay. And obviously
he's going to go to Alabama. That's my prediction.
You're calling it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't mind a school that's not a big name getting a kid like that.
Mm-hmm.
Avery Johnson seems like a likable guy.
Yeah. I always liked him when he was with the Mavericks.
Mavericks, yeah. It took him to the NBA Finals.
Right.
They should have beat the Heat. But the refs were calling fouls every time Dwayne Wade got made done.
Shaq Diesel and the Flash had something to say about that.
That team was not that good.
No, it wasn't.
They weren't that good. But
Shaq was like running on fumes already, and it was like 6 years before he retired.
And Dwayne Wade was a stud.
Yeah.
And the refs called every time he went to the hoop. They called the foul. I think he shot like 18
free throws a game. I'm pretty sure Udonis Haslam was the third best player on the team. Or an old white chocolate. Gary Payton.
Was he on that team?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
I'm finding this stuff right here.
I'm pretty sure Gary Payton was on that team.
Yeah, we can move on. I'll find this at some point.
Yeah, I don't got much else though.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
I talked to a little birdie.
Did you?
Last week? Yeah.
Okay.
Said your Dondre Daly take as far as a guy that could step up was a good call.
Yeah.
Dondre Daly's kind of a stud.
Yeah, I think that he's gonna be real good.
And we've talked about this too. he showed up at Iowa State. He was 17. Mm-hmm. I mean, I should actually look to see how old Dondre Daley is right now. I mean, he's a fifth-year senior, and I wouldn't surprise me if he's still only 21 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a young guy. So it's kind of unfortunate that he could not have gotten to Iowa State when he was
– a year older, maybe.
A year older, yeah. He's a fifth-year senior. I think he's only 20 right now.
Wow. That's crazy.
I mean, he's – like I said, he's really young. He's born in – yeah, 1995. He turns 21 here on August 10th. Coming up. 21 is when –
wow.
So I think it's –
happy birthday, Dondre.
You know, people have been talking him up for a long time, and I think people might be a little, you know, hesitant to – that he's going to take the next step, but I think he's finally now to the point where they were mm-hmm. where they expected him.
I heard that Jalen Martin has some potential to get the field this year too.
Really?
Yeah.
So we might have had the rankings a little off with him and DeShonte Jones. I think yeah. I had the back to back.
What I was told was he's got the potential to be special.
Jalen Martin,
mm-hmm. as well as both freshman running backs.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, Jalen Martin, remind me, he was a kid that we stole from Toledo. Over from Toledo.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. 6'3 receiver, good size. If you really think about it, the Iowa State receiving corps, I mean, obviously Lazard is the guy. There's no question. He's number one. Daly's number two. But then from there, there's an opening for four or five guys that can kind of step up. So, right. It would not surprise me to see one or two freshmen get playing time as well.
Definitely.
Trevor Ryan's going to be in there too, but how they use Trevor Ryan still, you know, remains to be seen. They
right.
use him in that, was it the end position?
Yeah. But yeah, both running backs, freshman running backs, are going to be really good too.
Okay.
Apparently.
I
heard that Nick, you're going to laugh at this.
Yeah.
Nick Fett is in the best shape of his life.
That's great. Why am I going to laugh at that?
Yeah.
No, why would I laugh at that?
You're just a Nick Fett hater.
No, I'm not a Nick
Fett
hater.
You're a Nick Fett hater.
That's absolutely false. This is what I've said long with Nick Fett, and I'll stick on. If Nick Fett is your best offensive lineman in the Big 12, your offensive line isn't very good. That has nothing to do with whether Nick Fett's good or not. Nick Fett might be a stud.
I didn't say he was going to be the best one. I'm just saying that I was told he's in the best shape he's ever been.
I've been told he's probably our best offensive lineman. And there, hey, this is.
You're right. You're probably right.
So you turn that into a. That's not anything against Nick Fett. That's against our offensive line.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, the kid could be a stud. He could go to the NFL. I don't know. But usually.
It'd be awesome if he did.
It's just, it doesn't.
The pride of Audubon.
I'd feel a lot better if they said, man, Nick Fett's a stud. He's probably one of our top three or four or five offensive linemen. I'd feel a lot better.
Yeah.
So, also heard good things about Robbie Garcia on the defensive line.
Yeah.
He got put in the starting lineup a little too early as a redshirt freshman. And I think he was hurt a lot last year. So I think people tend to forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's undersized, but I hear he's just a good football player.
Yeah.
And
I think
he's had a good offseason.
He's a good, just like solid guy.
Yeah.
Tommy and I are going to talk about defensive line.
Are you?
Here,
coming up.
Well, yeah. Technically, it's supposed to be in 2 minutes, but he's just now on his way.
Which is that podcast will be uploaded after.
Yeah.
Or before this podcast.
Before this, yeah.
One, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. You good?
I'm good, man.
All right. Shout out to our sponsor, The Exercise Coach. If you haven't gotten in there already, go do it. 4 free workouts if you mention Cyclone Fanatic. Best workout you've ever had. I promise you. 20 minutes, you're going to be in and out. Check them out there on Mills Civic in West Des Moines, or you can give them a call. The number's at the beginning of the podcast. But other than that, for Adam Gray, I'm Jared Stansberry. Thanks for listening, everybody.